Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 12th, 2022. This morning I will talk about unconditional love. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours, because you created us for family life and have given us both conditional and unconditional love for our benefit. Forgive us when we obsess about our need for unconditional love and rebel against conditional love. We confess that we have not always listened to and respected our fathers and mothers as we should. Thank you for the gift of life and your overwhelming love. Teach us to share your love with those around us. In the power of your Holy Spirit, draw us to yourself. Give us ears to hear and eyes to see that we might find balance for healthy living. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Exodus 20, 3 and 4, we read, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or the earth beneath or in the water under the earth." Obsessing about unconditional love, a unique form of idolatry, has become the besetting sin of our time. Unconditional love is love without conditions. We normally think of motherly love as unconditional and we yearn for it. By contrast, fatherly love has conditions and we chide at the thought. Normally, these two types of love are in balance. When they are unbalanced, so are we. Think of a compass that has lost its magnetism and no longer points north. The damage caused by a broken compass is particularly severe at night and in the midst of a storm. In the Ozzie and Harriet world that I grew up in, Mother never disciplined us. Her big stick was, "You just wait until your father gets home." Mother tolerated our behavior. Father did not. In today's world where everyone works, the thing missing is the time and patience for mothers to offer motherly love. Our preference for unconditional love may arise because of its rarity. The consequence is a generation beset with anxiety and depression that arise not from not feeling worthy of love. Theologically, our obsession with unconditional love shows up as a focus on consolation and a general impatience with calls for transformation. In Jesus' words to the woman caught in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." This is John 8:11. We focus on the first statement, "Neither do I condemn you," and gloss over the second, "From now on, sin no more." It's like the therapy patient who looks for the therapist who allows them catharsis but rejects an exploration of personal issues or advice on how to deal with them. From this line of thinking, a good sermon provides insightful theological reflection but falls short on application. By contrast, Jesus' direction to the woman balances unconditional and conditional love. The dark side of unconditional love arises when it violates the second commandment and becomes idolatrous. Examples of this dark side are everywhere. Puppies and kitties are idolized as offering unconditional love. Once pets were primarily the providence of children. Now, photographs of puppies and kitties have replaced baby pictures online as fertility rates in the United States have crashed. Porn substitutes for meaningful relationships and demands nothing in return. Pornography is being mainstreamed in society to the point that adult content magazines are no longer financially viable. Like Peter Pan, we want to remain adolescents forever and treat adult behavior, adulting, as optional. Our unwillingness to accept the responsibilities inherent in traditional relationships may be exacerbating things like drug use and gender confusion. Measured against unrealistic standards of unconditional love, real relationships falter. While an obsession with unconditional love may reflect inadequate motherly love, it also suggests the absence of fatherly love, conditioned love. This is likely the source of many authority issues. Are mass shootings an example of an adolescent lashing out? If our relationships with our fathers is deficient because our father was absent or overbearing, our relationship with other authorities in life may reflect these deficiencies. Fathers teach us to deal with our issues, manage conflict, and manage our boundaries, especially with those in authority. Theologically, Jesus taught us to pray to God as our Heavenly Father. The giving of the law on Mount Sinai set forth boundaries, the Ten Commandments, that the nation of Israel had to live by. Referring to God as Father is not so much a statement of gender as it is a statement of his authority. God's love is unconditional in the sense that he created us, but it is conditional in requiring obedience to the law, that is in the Old Testament, and requiring faith in the New Testament, both of which are primarily for our benefit. If everyone engaged in boundary-free living, life in the community would be impossibly difficult. Fatherly love is necessary for communal life. The current thirst for unconditional love is unsatiable. It speaks to a problem of balance between unconditioned and conditioned love. The good news is that in the triune God, we have the example of balance. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.